This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, they're just full of young women like this one who's in the hospital, has blood clots, bad for her job, made her take the shot, 19 years old. And there are just thousands of these. But what happens is they get taken down. Like the young man that was on the golf team in great shape had the heart attack. Well, he said, yeah, you're right. Your doctors did say it caused a heart attack. But you're scaring people. We're going to remove you from Instagram with your 5 million viewers. They actually said that in Yahoo News. The UN decided. The UN looked at what he did. And the UN's in charge. And now the UN's telling Texas we can't produce as much oil. Who died and made the UN boss? This is global corporate government. All right, Dr. Richard Fleming, this is the most important discovery so far, proving what's happening here. And that's why they, of course, skipped the testing, because they knew exactly what they were doing, obviously. They thought they'd get away with it. They're obviously not. In the few minutes we have left, what else would you like to add, or what bookend would you like to put on this historic interview?
Well, I just think it's very important for people to realize that even though they're probably listening to this information and feeling overwhelmed, that it's this knowledge that takes back control of our lives, not having that knowledge doesn't take it away from us. That information was there. We simply found it and now make it available for you. And I hear from the people every day, well, how do I explain to somebody who tells me that I need to take the vaccine, that I'm wrong for not being vaccinated, that I'm posing a threat to people, above and beyond all the things that we've done before, which is to show that the vaccines don't statistically reduce COVID or deaths, apart from the fact that, we've shown that vaccines don't prevent you from getting infected or transmitting infections, apart from the fact that, after 22 months, if you haven't figured out that probably everybody's been exposed to the virus from person to person, and it's the vaccines that are ramping up the problem by exposing billions of spike proteins into people, and now seeing what it really does when it gets injected into your body, which raises the level so much more about the importance of not having people get vaccinated and wondering about concerns with shedding. We have been flipped upside down, doing everything backwards, isolating healthy people, quarantining healthy people, not giving medications to people when they need it, allowing the virus to spread from country to country when we could have shut it down, manipulating a system so that we rushed out vaccines that were already in the pipelines being worked on, that they knew that they were going to do, that you referred to earlier, where they'd gone through this, where they went through Event 201, the same type of thing that I was trained in as a Kennedy kid, that started my education so early in life, which is to run the scenarios of determining who lives and who dies when not everybody can live, and who's valuable and who's non-valuable. This is nothing more than bringing you the information for you to see the blood actually change, the blood lose its color, the blood clot, the garbage under the microscope with the vaccine, so that you can look at other people with confidence and say, here's the images of the results. And then to look at the rest of the scientific community and say, we have been basically rolled over by a steamroller in science, while this guy in Washington, D.C., Fauci and the others claim that there is science, and lose credibility to the general public. The scientific journals have lost credibility by publishing garbage from Daszak and the rest. That's why I resigned from Lancet. And
so you're right. The real scientific community must stand up and save humanity again. And everybody's got to spread your word in your video at freeworldnews.tv. Thank you so much, Dr. Fleming. Please join us again very soon with updates. God bless.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, folks, that's a powerful presentation. Medical bombshell. Pfizer vax attacks human blood, creating clots under microscope. It needs to get 20 million views. Take action now. Share on your email, your text message, every way you can. It's up to you. And separately, nobody else is going to have powerful guests on like this and reach an audience this big. We're one of the last main outposts that can still reach millions thanks to you and your support. So spread the word about this interview and buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the last day to get DNA Force Plus at 40% off and to get Brain Force Ultra at 25% off. It will sell out today, and that funds our operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget the new site that's our sponsor that has some of our products that are sold out or 50% off, 50%off.com. All right, Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, loaded for bear, takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. And then Owen Schroyer and the War Room, 3 p.m. Central.
You're listening to this message in the weekend of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. This is your last chance to get some of our best-selling amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com before they sell out, like DNA Force Plus. That is the ultimate formula out there for strengthening your telomeres and the very engines of your cells. I mean, it's got a big dose of the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other key ingredients that God gave us through nature that are simply amazing. It's 40% off. This product's been sold out for 6-7 months because of supply chain breakdowns, because we would not cut the quality of the ingredients. We could cut the quality all day and buy crap from China and never be sold out, but we're not doing that. This is the highest rated. It's 40% off. The sale ends on Monday. 40% off DNA Force Plus and a limited supply of Brain Force Ultra as well. It'll be sold out on Monday. It's 25% off. So support the InfoWar. We're getting great products at the same time. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarStore.com.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Back with another edition of the Summit News Hour. And basically, we've been proven right once again. The alarmism, the fear-mongering, the drumbeat, the hysteria, the propaganda for a new lockdown, or at least the reintroduction of COVID restrictions, mask mandates, social distancing in the United Kingdom has been raging for the past week. And yet what is happening is exactly what we predicted would happen. The spike in cases that the media, that the public health technocrats seized upon to try and justify the reintroduction of pointless hysterical mask mandates has been proven to be a falsehood once again. Last week, we said that the spike in cases, which, by the way, there was a bigger spike in cases on the penultimate day of the previous restrictions when they were still in place and had been for the previous 10 months. That's the last time COVID cases were the highest in the UK after we'd been forced to wear masks for 10 months because masks work really well. We predicted, based on the modelling, based on the fact that 50% of COVID cases in the United Kingdom were as a result of children returning to school and being mass tested, university students returning to their academic years being mass tested, and that those cases would quickly start to plummet. Yesterday we had this headline up on summit.news. After clamour for new restrictions, modelling says COVID cases set to plummet in UK. And of course, this modelling was quietly released a week after the drumbeat of media fear-mongering and alarmism when they pointed to the high cases and failed to mention the fact that their own modelling suggested that the cases were about to fall. After a week-long campaign of hysterical fear-mongering, during which the media and public technocrats lobbied for new restrictions, scientific modelling reveals COVID cases in the UK are actually set to plummet. And what have you seen over the past 4 days? And indeed, what have you seen once again today? Daily Mail reports UK's daily COVID cases fall for third day in a row, and they're still calling for restrictions. It says daily COVID cases across the UK have fallen for the third day in a row, and hospital admissions have plateaued. Official data shows, they will be devastated. All the screeching maniacs on Twitter wanting new mask mandates, waiting there day by day, secretly wishing for the cases to go up because they're nice people, they really care about you. They're in the mud. They're devastated because now they're beginning to fall once again because the kids are on half-term break and they're not testing them all. The Department of Health said there were 40,954 new infections in the past 24 hours. That's a 6% fall on the figure last Tuesday. And that even includes 3 days worth of data from Wales because of a technical glitch that wasn't included in the previous 3 days. So the week-on-week drop is likely to be even greater. Infections have been on the decline since Sunday following an 18-day surge Notice how the media buries this drastic fall in cases at the back of the newspaper or way down the fold on the website, having fear-mongered about out-of-control cases for the best part of the past week. More bad news for mask freaks. Again from the Daily Mail, will Britain be back to normal life by January? Top government advisor hints number 10 could drop mass testing at start of 2021. Again, they will be devastated. Britain's mass coronavirus testing program could be abandoned in the new year, one of the government's experts hinted today. This is Lucy Chappell, chief scientific advisor to the Department of Health, who told MPs that they were committed to the routine asymptomatic swabbing scheme until the end of 2021 only, and that beyond January, they are going to drop the mass testing, meaning we're not going to get those alarmist headlines in the media every single day when the cases tick up, for example, when the kids go back to school. And in fact, the government's own modelling that was released yesterday showed that the cases are going to drop to 5,000 or fewer by Christmas, basically non-existent whatsoever. In fact, I think it was Christopher Snowden who tweeted earlier today, and I retweeted it. He retweeted the graph on which all this hysteria is based on, the excess deaths in the UK month by month. And if you look at that graph, his tweet says, new mortality stats from the ONS are out. This is Christopher Snowden on Twitter. He points out the graph, and you see the green bars representing the total unrelated COVID deaths in the United Kingdom day by day. And then when you add on the COVID deaths, it's literally, I'd say, 5% of the total deaths in the United Kingdom. We have deaths from heart disease, from strokes, from cancers, from accidents every single day, vastly, vastly outnumbering, even at the height of the coronavirus pandemic, the actual deaths from coronavirus. But according to the media and the public health technocrats, because of this tiny 5% extra in excess deaths in the United Kingdom, the NHS is going to be overwhelmed. We're going to have, you know, gurneys in the corridors of hospitals. Coffins, funeral homes are going to be overflowing. It's all based on complete hysteria, based on the premise that as a culture we can't handle death. We can't handle the very idea that, yes, people die. They die of innumerable conditions, including untreated cancers and all these other serious illnesses which have drastically worsened since the coronavirus pandemic started. So despite the drop in cases that we predicted all along, we still have these polls being released, yet another one today from YouGov. Dubious YouGov poll says vast majority of Brits support COVID restrictions. Again, this is YouGov, which, by the way, as Majid Nawaz points out in this article with his tweet, was founded by former vaccines minister Nadeem Zahawi. YouGov, this polling agency, is also now currently its major shareholder is BlackRock. BlackRock is a transnational investment firm which, according to the New Republic, was, quote, having a very good pandemic by casting itself as socially responsible. Last year, the BlackRock CEO, the investment firm that basically owns YouGov, said that Americans should wear face masks if they wish to see an economic recovery. So this investment firm has everything invested in supporting COVID restrictions, supporting lockdowns. It's the major shareholder of the UK's primary polling firm, which continually comes out with these alarmist polls saying that the vast majority of Brits support mask mandates. And they came out with one today saying that 81% of the public support mandatory masks on public transport, 76% support the same rule in shops, and 67% want mandatory social distancing in pubs and restaurants. Now, I live in London, the capital city of England. 81% of people aren't wearing masks on public transport, okay? About 10% of people, I'd say, were wearing masks outdoors. Public transport is about 40-60. Masks in shops, I'd say that was about 50%. So the people who are answering these poll surveys saying, oh, yes, we should force 81% say we should force people to wear masks on public transport, they're not wearing masks on public transport, a large proportion of the respondents to this poll. 67% support social distancing in pubs. There's no social distancing in pubs whatsoever. There hasn't been for months since they had that ridiculous rule where you could only sit with five other people and you couldn't even leave the table without putting your face mask on, which, by the way, was when we had the record COVID cases. What a coincidence that is. Nobody's social distancing in pubs. So when they ask the public and they say 67% of the public is want social distancing in pubs, only about 10% of the public is actually doing that. These polls are completely skewed. They're phoning up old people with home phones who are permanently terrified, locked inside. And they're getting the right answers, the responsible answers that people think they need to give to the pollsters, when in reality, by their own metric of behavior, they're not wearing masks in shops, they're not wearing masks on public transport, they're not social distancing in pubs. These polls are meant to lead public opinion, manipulate public opinion, not measure public opinion. Summit.news will be back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back, and let's round up the news from Britpong land regarding the imminent or attempted imminent reimposition of COVID restrictions, which, as these cases are falling, doesn't look like the lockdown zealots are going to have the political capital to carry through, but we've seen it before where the government's promised not to reintroduce lockdowns, promised not to introduce vaccine passports, and they've gone ahead and done it on some level. On the issue of vaccine passports, of course, last week in Ireland, where you have to present a vaccine passport to get into a coffee shop or a pub, they announced that people entering nightclubs in Ireland, having delayed the lifting of restrictions, would not only have to present a vaccine passport, the option, of course, of providing a negative COVID test is completely removed, despite the fact that the vaccinated can carry and transmit the virus. You know who can't transmit the virus is people who don't have the virus, but they're not allowed into the nightclub. If you get into the nightclub, though, you will have to wear a mask, but apart from when you're eating, drinking, or dancing, because apparently COVID-19 virus has developed some kind of artificial intelligence where it knows when you're dancing, when you're rubbing up against two dozen other sweaty people in close proximity. Don't have to wear a mask then, that's COVID safe. But as soon as you start to leave the dance floor and walk either to the bathroom or to the bar to buy a drink, then COVID knows that you've stopped dancing, you have to put the mask back on because that behavior is not COVID safe. And if you think that makes no sense, it's because that's precisely the case. It's not meant to make sense. It's about forcing you to humiliate yourselves and basically comply with anything. There was a government study, by the way, just to touch on this last week. Deleted government report celebrates how public loves to conform. And again, they're expressing their disbelief, basically, at the fact how quickly the public, the general public in Britain, complied with these demands during the first lockdown. Of course, we had Professor Pantsdown, Neil Ferguson, express shock that they could implement the same policy that the communist Chinese government did and get away with it. Well, now, this leaked government report, which they hastily deleted within hours of it going up, said they created a population with a, quote, deep-set reverence for authority and a, quote, powerful tendency to conform. This behavior, they noted, didn't really exist, or at least they thought it didn't exist to anywhere near that degree within the British public before this mass hysteria campaign that carried the first lockdown and all the lockdowns after that. So you have the government expressing shock at how compliant the British population has been. We know why they became so compliant, because the government literally teamed up with behavioral psychologists who weaponized behavioral psychology to exaggerate the threat posed by COVID, their words, not mine, and use, quote, totalitarian and unethical methods of brainwashing to instill fear into the population, again, by exaggerating the threat posed by COVID. There was a poll done last August, 2020, which found that the average Brit thought 100 times more people than had actually died from COVID. That's how effective this, quote, totalitarian behavioral psychology brainwashing was. And it's turned a vast majority of the British population into spineless cowards, which is why you will get polls which show a vast majority of them still support mask mandates, even though I think those numbers are inflated. There is still a huge chunk of the British public who have been terrified into total obedience and submission and will be for years to come. The disastrous consequences of that will prolong for years and years to come, as will the economic impacts. Reimposing COVID restrictions would cost UK up to £18 billion, headline out of Summit News. Boris Johnson has been warned that any move to reimpose COVID restrictions would last until at least March 2022 and could cost the economy up to £18 billion. Again, lost jobs. I'm not going in any premise, any business, any bar, restaurant that enforces mask mandates ever again. And there are millions of people in Britain who will behave the same. And so that industry will go out of business. They tried to get it through in Scotland. It's been a, quote, unmitigated disaster. They're having fights with people trying to get into the nightclubs. The technology keeps crashing. It's been a total cluster F. Now we have this headline. Leaked government report finds vaccine passports could actually increase spread of COVID. A leaked government report has found vaccine passports can actually exacerbate the spread of COVID because they would encourage people to visit smaller, more poorly ventilated venues. Again, you're going to have a hardcore of people in the United Kingdom, in Ireland, in Wales, where they got that dodgy vote through because one MP couldn't vote properly, who will simply refuse to patronise these venues, these pubs, clubs, businesses. They'll go out of business. Their operating profit margin is 15%. You take away even 5% of that, they go out of business. It's completely unsustainable. And yet they're still trying to get these measures reimposed. Meanwhile, in Denmark, Denmark reports highest infection rate since May, despite 75% of population being fully vaccinated. Oh, gee, what could be happening here? Is the vaccine completely useless? Remember Gibraltar, 99% of the population vaccinated about a month ago. They had the highest COVID infection rate ever. That's not a pandemic of the unvaccinated, is it? If 99% of your population is vaccinated and you record the highest number of COVID cases ever. Can't blame that on the unjabbed, can they? Now, Denmark has reported its highest COVID-19 caseload since May, despite the fact that over 75% of the population is fully vaccinated. A total of 1,349 people in the Scandinavian country tested positive over the last 24 hours. The country's virus reproduction number has also jumped to 2.01, which is the highest level since January, which is when they started to roll out the vaccine. Highest case toll since May, highest virus reproduction number since January. Roskilde University epidemiologist Viggo Andreasen told TV2, these figures are not a disaster, but if they continue to rise, it points in the direction that we must do something. And that something is booster shots until kingdom come. Meanwhile, Austria threatens new lockdown for the unvaccinated. Yes, they're actually going ahead with it. Austria is threatening to impose a new lockdown on its citizens, but this time around it will only apply to the unvaccinated. They've got 65% of their population fully vaccinated, and yet they're experiencing another COVID spike. So they basically said if the ICU occupation beds jumps from its current level, which is 220, to 500, vaccine passports will be reintroduced because they worked so well the first time, meaning the unvaccinated will be barred from entering venues such as restaurants and hotels. Then if the ICU number rises to 600, or one-third of total ICU capacity, the government will force the unvaccinated to self-isolate at home indefinitely, allowing them to leave only for essential reasons. We saw the New Zealand Prime Minister Ardern yesterday come out and say, yeah, admit it brazenly, they're creating a two-tier society. The vaxxed and the unvaxxed, and they're now openly going to discriminate against the unvaccinated. Despite the fact that over half of the minority Maori population in New Zealand is unvaccinated. So how ironic is it? They're introducing the same discrimination and segregation laws, which will primarily affect this racial minority. The same segregation and discrimination laws that were so abhorrent that were obliterated and abolished in the 1950s in New Zealand. Those same rules are coming back, and they're going to impact the Maori population once.
I am taping this update on the morning of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. listeners who've already tried and really seen the powerful effects of Rainforest Ultra should be excited to know that we've got a limited supply of it in stock, but it'll be sold out at current sales rates by Monday morning. Despite that fact, we're still offering a major discount of 25% off. It is an amazing nootropic. I went to one of the top labs in the country, and I said I want very powerful, quick-acting, extremely clean nootropic that wears off quick, because I want to be able to take it, if I've got to work till 10 at night, take it at 7, and for it to wear off by 10. And that's exactly what they did with Brain Force Ultra. Now, we have other great products like Turbo Force that last for 10 hours. It's a different formula. It's over-the-top powerful, so strong I can't even take it. By the way, it's sold out right now. But Brain Force Ultra is really something special. It's 25% off, limited supply. We'll sell out early next week. InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
I talked about the creation of a two-tier society, open discrimination against what is now, in many countries, an oppressed minority, the unvaccinated, not only being treated as walking biological hazards, but even as domestic terrorists in some countries now. Well, in New Zealand, the Prime Minister a couple of days ago openly announced with glee and lip-smacking satisfaction on her face that that's precisely what they had done, created a two-tier society, the jabbed and the jabbed not. And here's an analysis of her comments. Let's roll it. You've probably seen the clip by now. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern relishing the fact that her new COVID traffic light system will create an oppressed underclass in society.
So you basically see it, this is going to be like, well, it's almost like, you probably don't see it like this, there's two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is, so, yep. Yeah.
Under the new system, when cases rise, the unvaccinated will face lockdowns and restrictions that the rest of the population can ignore altogether.
Actually, what it's become clear to me is that they're not just a tool to drive up vaccines. They're a tool for confidence.
Yeah, so confident you're all walking around fully vaccinated and still wearing three face masks.
Two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is, so, yep. Yeah,
let's be clear. By its very definition, this is medical apartheid. Two classes of people under two different sets of laws in the same country. One, an oppressed minority that is now being overtly discriminated against by the state. That's not a free country anymore, that's institutionalized segregation. If that was abhorrent in South Africa, why is it acceptable now? New Zealand's Maori population was subjected to similar segregation and discrimination up until the 50s. If that was a disgrace, why should it be acceptable now? And in fact, fewer than half of Maoris in New Zealand are fully vaccinated, meaning they're going to take the brunt of the discrimination. And I can see what's coming in New Zealand, probably Australia too. People in America are already being denied life-saving organ transplants. So don't be surprised to see Jacinda announce that the unvaccinated will be denied hospital treatment. And the look on her face when she does it will be one of barely contained sadistic glee. Look, if you're so confident in your vaccine, explain to people why it's so important and why the side effects are so rare. Don't just threaten to banish people from... Because that's not a very good way to get people on side, is it? It's not even the fact that she's the face for all this despotism. It's that lip-smacking satisfaction that she seems to get from announcing it. Like she's savouring some fine meal or expensive glass of wine.
That is what it is, so, yep.
It's also that fake, smiley, passive-aggressive, contrived self-righteousness that characterises her rhetoric. Like when she threatened to hold Kiwis and their entire families in quarantine facilities if they didn't get the jab.
What do we do if someone refuses to be tested? Well, they can't now. If someone refuses in our facilities to be tested, they have to keep staying. So they won't be able to leave after 14 days. They have to stay on for another 14 days. So it's a pretty good incentive. You either get your tests done and make sure you're cleared, or we will keep you in a facility longer. We will keep you in a facility. Longer.
Is it just me, or is there something about her that really creeps you out? People forget New Zealand was rapidly becoming a police state before the pandemic. Police were paying people home visits to ask about their support for Trump in early 2019. Kiwis were threatened with 5 years in prison for not handing in firearms after Jacinda set about on a massive gun grab. Suffice to say, the daughter of a police officer and the former head of the International Socialist Youth is adored and revered by her fellow globalists. And boy, does she appear to cherish the role. Given that the Bond franchise is seeking to increase its diversity in offering more roles to women, may I suggest Jacinda Ardern as the perfect template for their next top villain?
Yep. Yep.
There you have it. I'm going to move on to some culture war news now and play this next video, because I'm going to come back after and talk about the latest on the take a knee controversy. They're forcing another sports team to take a knee against their own wishes. First, though, it is still Black History Month, and the United Kingdom has been broadcasting on its major TV stations a bunch of programs about black celebrities trying to find their roots, and with a specific focus on their ancestors being trafficked in slavery, and then that was used again to make the white viewers feel guilty. But it's already backfired spectacularly a couple of times, and this is yet another example. This is black celebrity finds out her ancestor was a white slave owner. Let's roll the clip. Another TV diversity darling has uncovered some awkward news. Jews. Her five times great-grandfather was white and owned slaves.
Well, that wasn't supposed to happen.
TV networks in the UK are marking Black History Month by having black celebrities uncover the history of their ancestors. But the discoveries aren't exactly playing into their planned narrative. As I covered last week, BBC diversity hire Alex Scott cried after finding out her four times great-grandfather owned 26 slaves in Jamaica. He was black, again emphasizing how black tribal leaders sold their own people into slavery. But now in the space of a single week, it's happened again. TV presenter Charlene White, a funny surname given the circumstances, appeared on ITV's documentary Empire's Child. The appearance was ostensibly an exercise in the presenter detailing how her ancestors were sold into slavery by evil whitey, and then for the TV show to make white viewers feel guilty about it. Turns out White's ancestors were sold into slavery by their own father.
Diane has discovered a man named John Stanbury, and he was registered as the owner of slaves.
So John Stanbury was white?
Yes, he was.
John Stanbury was my
great, 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 great
grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is strange.
Oops, narrative fail. So Scott's ancestor was black, he owned slaves. White's ancestor was white, he owned slaves. And that's the point. Every culture, creed and ethnicity throughout history owned slaves. Yet for some bizarre reason, history only teaches kids that it was all whitey's fault, even though white Europeans literally risked their own lives to travel to Africa and free the slaves, and Britain was the first nation on the planet to legally abolish slavery, and modern slavery still exists in brown and black countries. No. It's all our fault. Colonialism bad. Old white men bad. Now let's tear down some statues and give me dat reparations. Now in the latest perpetual effort to make white people feel guilty for things which they never did, South African cricket players ordered to take a knee before T20 World Cup. South African cricket players have been ordered to take a knee before their team's T20 World Cup matches. Basically because some of them didn't do it, so now they're enforcing it and saying it's mandatory. Cricket South Africa issued the directive after some of the players refused to perform the pro-BLM virtue signalling gesture before a match against Australia. What's interesting about this is that we've had this debate in the United Kingdom, should footballers take a knee? With the advocates for that position claiming, oh, it's got nothing to do with BLM, it's nothing political, it's not a political gesture, it's just a generic anti-racism stance. Well, in this announcement by the CSA, this official cricket board of South Africa, it said it was enforcing the order due to, quote, the lack of support for the initiative, and they named it as a BLM initiative. So no, it's not just a generic anti-racism gesture. It's a deliberate show of support for this violent extremist hate group called Black Lives Matter. Now, some of the players complained. They refused to take a knee because the gesture was, quote, against their religious beliefs and against what anything that a good Christian man only takes a knee for two people, his wife and his God. So even though they're literally saying it's against their religious beliefs, they only take a knee for their wives or for God, they're being forced to do it anyway, or presumably they'll be kicked out of the tournament altogether. An update on this story, though, Quinton did not South Africa cricketer misses T20 World Cup game against West Indies after refusing to take the knee. He's withdrawn from their T20 World Cup match after refusing to perform the gesture. So at least one of the South African cricketers is actually standing up for their beliefs. Maybe if more do the same, they'll have to leave the squad. The tournament itself will be completely upended, and this ridiculous, empty, virtue-signalling, gesturing, farce, performative nonsense will be rolled back yet again. We'll be back to the final segment, Summit Not News. Don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm going to come back after this final video and hit some final news stories, including how a study in Italy has found that the five most dangerous cities in Italy are all governed by leftists. What a surprise that is. And I'm going to talk about why climate activists in the UK who keep gluing their faces to the road, blocking traffic, causing accidents, are shocked that they're not getting arrested and put in prison. Gee, I wonder why that is. I'm going to come back and explain that. But first, furthering from our previous segment where we had the Prime Minister of New Zealand talking about how she's proudly creating a new form of segregation and openly discriminating against the unvaccinated, we have Nigel Farage here talking about the true consequences of what such a policy entails in this video, The Jabbed and the Jabbed Not. Here it is.
We hear so much these days about division in society. Well, let me tell you about a new division that is emerging, and one that I think is really worrying and perhaps even a touch sinister. The Western world is about to divide into the jabbed and the jabbed not. I'm not joking. Just think about what New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said in an interview just yesterday. Have a look at this clip.
So you basically see this is going to be like, almost like, you probably don't see it like this, the two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is, so, yep.
So she confirms it. There will be two classes of citizen in New Zealand. Those able to go about their normal lives and their business, the jabbed, but the jabbed nots will be complete, total outcasts. She even suggests that those that have had the jab will not wish to mix with those that haven't had the jab, as if the unjabbed are to become the modern day social lepers. It's incredible. But let's come to Europe. Austria. The new Chancellor of Austria, Schallenberg, he is now seriously considering locking down, forcing people to stay in their houses if they're unjabbed. This only happens if case numbers rise, which could easily happen. But can you imagine that? One group of the population forced to stay at home, the other part of the population allowed to go to work. One group have been jabbed, one group haven't been jabbed. And I'll come in a minute to why this doesn't actually make any sense. Already we've seen in Scotland the idea of passports for those that have had the jab to get into nighttime venues and nightclubs. Complete unmitigated disaster, footfall down 40% over the weekend, and of course, you know, aggro on the doors of clubs if people can't prove they've got the passport. And now we're having a debate in this country. Already in the care sector, they've been told that by next month, unless they've had the jab, they will not have a job. And 30,000 so far have refused to do so. Now we have Sajid Javid, our new health secretary, saying he is leaning heavily towards, which means he's made his mind up, that everybody in the NHS must have the jab if they're to continue in their job. Now that makes no sense because half of them work in admin, in offices, and never actually ever go and meet a patient. But here's the real thing. If I thought that an elderly relative of mine in a care home or in a hospital, if I thought they were at much greater risk of contracting this horrible virus from somebody who'd not had the jab, I might think differently, and I fully and absolutely accept that. But Boris Johnson himself this week has said that having the jab doesn't stop you catching the virus and doesn't stop you spreading the virus. Now, I think it was one of those Borisisms where he just, you know, speaks out, says what he really thinks, and then they do their best to bury it. There is no evidence that having the jab stops you spreading the illness. There is evidence, and strong evidence, that having the jab, if you then catch the virus, means your chances of being hospitalised, your chances of being less ill, improve massively. And look, I've had the double jab. No question about it. I'm 57. I've smoked for a number of years. To me, it makes absolute sense. And I'm completely convinced by the evidence that those with the jab get less ill. I'm not fighting, you know, against having jabs done. I'm just saying that I respect the rights of those who don't wish, for whatever reason, to have the jab. For them to be classed as jab nots, to find themselves, whether it's in terms of work or socially or anything else, maybe during a future lockdown, treated differently to the rest of the population, does not make sense. I repeat my point. If having the jab meant you couldn't contract and carry the virus, then I might begin to understand why politicians want to crack down as hard as they do. All I see is, in the name of the pandemic, central government getting bigger, central government getting more powerful, and our liberties being seriously eroded. I don't want to live in a two-tier society. I don't want to live in a society where those who, for reasons of conscience or belief, don't choose to be jabbed, being effectively social outclassed. I think the whole thing is completely and utterly loathsome,
But I can see, with what Sajid Javid has said, we could be heading in that direction. Boris Johnson, our PM, despite that outburst of honesty when he spoke about the virus, says he doesn't want us to introduce passports for this kind of thing. Well, all the way through this pandemic, from the very beginning, the British Prime Minister has promised he wouldn't do things because he believes in civil liberties, apparently, and then he does them. And I just want all of us to keep as much pressure on our MPs, on our lawmakers at all levels, to say we do not want to live in a two-tier society. That would be real divide. That would lead to unrest. That would be wholly undesirable.
That was Nigel Farage. Moving on, because we've only got a few minutes left. RT reports YouTube temporarily deletes prominent leftist news channel Navara Media, triggering outcry. And oh my God, was there an outcry. YouTube wiped Navara Media, a left-wing news and commentary channel, from its platform before reversing the move shortly afterwards. Conservatives already used to big tech censorship were not surprised, and therein lies the problem. This left-wing news channel was deleted, for whatever reason, I don't know, on a technicality, a copyright issue, whatever. Within an hour of it being deleted, you had 10 prominent Labour MPs demanding that Google, YouTube reinstate this channel. But above and beyond that, you had conservatives saying, oh, this is shocking, this needs to be restored immediately, where for free speech across the board. If your YouTube channel, if my YouTube channel got deleted, these people wouldn't be defending your free speech. They'd be celebrating it. In fact, they're the ones that lobby for big tech to censor conservatives. The guy that runs this Navara Media released a video, and it's screenshotted in this RT article, time to ban Trump before he was banned by big tech. Ash Sarkar, who is part of this Navara Media, said cancel culture is not cancel culture, it's about social justice. One of the other guys involved in Navara Media, which was banned for about 2 hours before it was immediately restored, he said, whether or not you agree with what we publish, it shouldn't be of the whim of giant tech companies to delete us overnight with no explanation. Oh, but I was told YouTube's a private company. It can do what it likes. Oh, only when it applies to conservatives. When it applies to left-wing news outlets, there's a bedlam, there's an outcry. Labour MPs immediately intervene. It gets restored within 2 hours. This is what the same guy who's part of this media outlet said previously back in June 2020. After having said that big tech shouldn't have the right to deplatform people, he said, quote, it's not censorship when a private company decides to remove you from its platform. You don't have an inalienable right to a Twitter account. So on the one hand, he's saying big tech shouldn't have the right to deplatform people. Then he's saying that private companies should have the right to deplatform people. Isn't it interesting that those rules only apply to right-wing conservative channels? You expected the reaction from the left to get this channel restored almost immediately, and it was, which would never happen for anyone on the right. But then you had all these right-wingers, these conservatives, going to bat for them and saying, oh my God, this is horrendous. Why? They would cheerlead until their last breath for you to be banned. Not only would they celebrate it, they would lobby for it. So why on earth would you go to bat for them? Another example of weakness and pathetic failure and losing mentality. Meanwhile, climate change activists pushing establishment narrative wonder why they're not in prison. Well, the answer's in the headline, isn't it? Climate change activists from Extinction Rebellion, which is Extinction Establishment, who are actually furthering the establishment narrative on climate change, expressed shock that they weren't in prison, despite blocking major roads, causing major accidents, gluing their faces to the tarmac. The police treat them like they're giving them customer service. The government pat them on the back. The government enact all the policies that they're demanding. They are the environmentalist, eco-mentalist shock troops for the government. So it's no surprise that they don't get arrested, that they don't get put in prison, and now they're openly expressing surprise about it, as if we don't know why it is. I'm going to wrap it up. War Room next, summit.news. Keep it locked.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.